What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So the new Superman movie is out. Did very well at the box office over the weekend. I think $120-something million. Very well. There is apparently a scene in the movie, I haven't seen it yet, and maybe won't, where Superman is flying upward and he's with Lois Lane. Okay. And they have a 33-second very romantic kiss.
Get a room.
30 seconds?
33 seconds.
Oh, my word.
33 seconds.
In one continuous motion?
Have you never kissed someone for 33 seconds?
Well, yes, but not. I don't need to see it on a big screen in front of me.
Well, you won't if you go to the movies in India. They have, apparently, their movie censors have deemed this to be too
titillating.
Sensual. It is overly sensual, and that scene has been removed if you were to watch the movie in India. Yep. It's a quick cut.
33 seconds.
Well, he loves her.
I know.
And she loves him.
I know, but that's a little much when it's blown up to that size, I think.
Right. What's the longest you've ever kissed somebody?
I don't know. I've never set a stopwatch. That's a weird question to ask.
Okay. The days of frantically chugging drinks at the airport security gate may soon be over. The Department of Homeland Security is suggesting today that the TSA ease up on its liquids, aerosols, and gels rule.
Good.
Oh, for the first time ever, when we went to California on Wednesday of last week, so a week ago today.
No shoes?
We had to take our shoes off.
Why?
We had to take our shoes off. When we came back, we did not have to take our shoes off. First time
ever, Sam?
In the United
because
States.
Because he looked so sketchy on the way there. And on the way back, they were like, meh.
Mm-hmm. What was that supposed to be?
Well, it was supposed to take effect like a week ago.
Well, but it was only going to be tried in certain airports. Okay. And so Kansas City apparently had not made the list yet. And so when we left a week ago today, I did have to take my shoes off and put them in the little bucket. But when we were leaving on Sunday morning, the TSA guy said, do not take your shoes off. I said, fine by me.
They must just not have implemented it yet because Department of Homeland Security got rid of the rule.
So anyway, apparently they're easing up on the liquids as well. Quoting here from Kristi Noem, the Secretary of Homeland Security, I will tell you, I mean, the liquids I am questioning, so that may be the next big announcement, is what size your liquids need to be. We're looking at that. Currently, the TSA mandates that carry-on luggage can only have containers with 3.4 ounces of liquid or fewer. If you want to carry higher volumes of liquid, it has to go in your checked bags.
Can we also talk about the fact that there are people, I'm not one of them, but there are people that go all around the world when they travel and they collect snow globes. And I will tell you, Scott, that even sometimes in the airport, you can buy a commemorative snow globe. Again, not my thing, but there are people who collect them. I have seen signs.
That was a left turn.
That say, beware. And this was down in Mississippi when I was visiting my mom and dad in this darling little shop that I love called Magpies. There are signs that say, warning, do not attempt to go through the TSA with this snow globe. They will take it and smash your dreams right in front of your face.
And why can't I bring my water bottle onto the plane?
If you can't bring a snow globe on the plane, you can't bring a water bottle.
I was escorted out of a TSA line by three armed officers one time because I had a splash of water in my water bottle. I had dumped it out. There was just a little bit left down in there. And I'm not even kidding you. They got the three biggest guys in the airport with guns on their hips to walk me all the way out of the airport, dump out the half ounce that was in my water bottle. It was below the 3 ounces.
See, I am long convinced that this has nothing to do with a terroristic threat. And here's, you want to know what I really think it is?
They didn't ask us to take our shoes off until 5 years after Richard Reed tried to blow up a plane with his shoes. I didn't know that until Sam pointed that out. I thought Richard Reed did the shoe thing, and then the next week we're all taking off our shoes. They waited 4 years.
I don't think that the liquids have anything to do with the terrorist threat. You know what I think they're worried about?
They want you to buy a soda on the plane? Well, they're free.
No, they're worried that you're going to try to sneak alcohol onto the flight.
Well, people do that anyway.
Well, I understand. But if you bring in, you know, I've never done this, probably should have in my older days, younger days. You could probably get like a little, you know, whatever of hair gel or hand lotion or whatever, empty it out, clean it out, wash it out, and put vodka or Jack Daniels in there or something.
Oh, I mean, they sell shots, like shot-sized containers that look like everyday items at various stores.
But 3 ounces of a hard liquor is not going to get you drunk. But you bring in your water bottle, Sam, filled with Jack Daniels or vodka or whatever, you're getting pretty tanked on that flight. Am I right or am I right?
Yeah. I truly do think that it was for real reasons. I'm not that conspiracy theoretical.
What would you have in there? Gasoline?
No. Like, what are the, like, well, I don't want to start talking about terrorism things, but.
Well, I'm sure every terrorist has already thought of it.
Well, what is my water bottle going to be? A hydrogen bomb?
No, it's, you could marry that with something else and then kaboom. I don't know what it is. I do believe those rules, you know, I mean, Richard Reed, who would have thought a shoe bomb could be a thing until he did that thing? But to Sam's point last week, if that was such a thing and we were so worried about copycats, why did it take 4 years to tell everyone you got to take your shoes off? Cat was out of the bag at that point.
Yeah, sure was. All right, quick break. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott Parks. Hey, don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.